evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajinya Mehta with the evening news. First, the headlines. Election Commission asked all stakeholders, including political parties, to minimize use of paper during Lok Sabha polls. People's Democratic Alliance kicks off election campaign for Lok Sabha election in Nagaland. Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan, says Northeast region holds special place for its vibrant culture and traditions. And Chumukedema Town Youth Organization reiterates its appeal to implement inner line permit in entire Chumukedema district in both letter and spirit. And now the news in detail. The Election Commission is promoting environmentally sustainable elections during the ensuing Lok Sabha and Assembly polls. The Commission has issued directions to election machinery and political parties to minimize use of paper for voter list and electoral materials. The poll body has emphasized on the use of e-books and e-documents and asked to ensure double-site printing and layout optimization. The directions have been issued to encourage electronic mode of communication during the ensuing polls. The Commission has asked the election machinery and political parties to avoid single-use plastic completely and ensure separate collection bins and proper signage during the Lok Sabha and Assembly polls for eco-friendly elections. Directions have been given to the political parties to encourage renewable energy utilization for campaign events. The instructions have also been given to consolidate polling locations to cut distance traveled by officials and voters for sustainable elections. People's Democratic Alliance, PDA, today launched the election campaign for the general election to the Lok Sabha seat in Nagaland, which is slated to be held on April 19. Launching the campaign at Chumukedema district, Chief Minister and Senior NDPP leader Nipyu Ryo said the government is committed to resolve the Naga political issue, which is the desire of the Naga people. He said this time all 60 MLAs with all political parties are supporting one candidate, and this unity will build the platform to resolve any issue, be it ENPO, Naga issue or local issue. BJP national spokesperson and Nagaland in charge Nalin Kohli expressed confidence that the PDA candidate is set to win the election as all the political parties and the people of Nagaland are together. He appealed to all to win the election with a historic margin. Kohli said it does not matter what political affiliations and commitment are. Their goal is only to serve the people of Nagaland and ensure that there is peace, development and prosperity. PDA consensus candidate Dr. Chuman Muri, who is confident of winning, said if elected, he will carry the voice of the legislators and the Nagas in general. Legislators from other political parties also assured to extend their full support to the PDA consensus candidate, Dr. Muri, for the ensuing Lok Sabha election. Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan, said the Northeast region holds a special place for its vibrant culture, diverse traditions, and its exceptional contributions to the arts. Governor La Ganesan said this yesterday while addressing the Young Talented Artist Award ceremony of the NEZCC at Shildgram, Guwahati. He said the Northeast region demonstrated the rich cultural heritage of a country. Recognizing this, the governor said the Ministry of Culture aims to nurture and promote the treasures by encouraging the young custodians of the cultural heritage. Ganesan, while commending the 24 young talents for showing exceptional skill in various performing arts, expressed pride not only for the awardees but also for the entire Northeast region. He also encouraged the awardees to recognize their responsibility in preserving and promoting cultural heritage as they embark on their journey. The governor further urged all to pledge to continue supporting our artists, to provide them with platforms to showcase their talent and to acknowledge their contributions in safeguarding and promoting our cultural traditions. Chumukedema Town Youth Organization, CTYO, has once again appealed to the concerned authority to implement Inner Line Permit, ILP, in the entire Chumukedema district in both letter and spirit. Terming that Chumukedema Town as one of the fastest growing townships in Nagaland, the CTYO said the town is witnessing rapid development and urbanization in the recent past and drastic rise in its population, especially non-indigenous Guinea's people and illegal immigrants. To this, the organization said ILP is the prime tool to safeguard the interest and stability of the indigenous people while also keeping in check of the influx. Meanwhile, the CTYO condemned the March 18th incident wherein an auto driver by profession and a resident of Siruja Colony, Chumagidima Town, was physically attacked by two suspected illegal Bangladeshis. The CTYO therefore appealed to law enforcement authorities to swiftly conduct their investigations and deliver the strictest punishment against the offenders at the earliest. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has added 16.02 lakh net subscribers in the month of January this year. According to EPFO's provisional payroll data released yesterday, around 8.08 lakh new members have enrolled during January 2024. In a statement, the Union Labour Ministry said a noticeable aspect of the data is the dominance of the 18 to 25 year age group, constituting a significant over 56% of the total new members during the period. It indicates that the majority of individuals joining the organized workforce are youth, primarily first-time job seekers. In a bid to uphold welfare of municipal and town councils in the state, a new group called Nagaland Urban Council Federation has been constituted. The federation was formed during a consultative meeting of three municipalities, namely Association of Kohima Municipal Wards Panchayat, All Ward Union Mokchung Town and Dimapur Urban Council Chairman Federation, along with 36 town councils of the state held on Saturday at Kohima. The new federation will be led by Tejao Sekose as president, Lima Nungsang as vice president, and Za Siviko Zakesatio as general secretary. The federation will also induct executive members from each district and will be headquartered in Kohima. India Meteorological Department has forecast continued rain and thunderstorm activity over northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. There is a forecast of enhancement of rainfall with thunderstorm activity over western Himalayan region from tomorrow till 29th March. 54 top contenders are in fray for the 29th Nagaland Wrestling Association NWA Championship to be held tomorrow at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima. 18 wrestlers from Angami Sports Association, Chagasang Wrestling Association and Ziliang Wrestling Association will be taking part in the championship. President of World Alish Federation, Adilet Bayamun Ulu, will attend as chief guest, while President of United World Wrestling, Cholpan Sultan Bekova, and President of Asian Alish Federation, Omar Mukhtar Tamboli, will be the honored guests. President of Nagaland Olympic Association and Chief Minister of Nagaland Nipu Ryo and Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Ziliang will be the host and co-host. A 90-year-old Mamho Chakruno, who is being selected as championship ambassador, a first of its kind in the history of NWA championship. Defending champion Venezuela Dahuo, representing the Chagasang Wrestling Association, will be the torch bearer. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Election Commission asks all stakeholders, including political parties, to minimize use of paper during Lok Sabha polls. People's Democratic Alliance kicks off election campaign for Lok Sabha election in Nagaland. Governor of Nagaland, Dla Ganesan, says Northeast region holds special place for its vibrant culture and traditions. And Chumukidima Town Youth Organization reiterates its appeal to implement inner line permit and entire Chumukidima district in both letter and spirit. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.